A £50 million plan to tackle paramilitary activity in Northern Ireland has been published by the Stormont Executive. Ministers have agreed to a range of educational and community schemes aimed at deterring young people who are at risk of involvement in paramilitarism. They also accepted proposals to help ex-paramilitary prisoners applying to travel, to adopt and to access loans. But there is criticism of the scheme already. As the Ulster Unionist Party have said, we must be extremely careful that we do not promote schemes which end up acting as some form of slush fund for the very organisations we are trying to put out of business. The security journalist Brian Rowan with us today. So this £50 million scheme, is it watertight, Brian, insofar as the money will go to the right people and not the wrong people, as the UUP suggests?
Well, that's certainly the intention. And the roots of this, Stephen, this latest disbandment strategy, are found in the political crisis that we talked about throughout a chunk of 2015, when the institutions came very close to collapse after members of the IRA were linked in a policing assessment to the murder in Belfast of Kevin McGuigan. And then you had subsequent security and intelligence reports which pointed to remaining IRA structures, including an army council, and to the continued existence of loyalist organisations, as well as detailing a range of activities that continued. So a panel was asked to come up with a strategy to bring about the disbandment of paramilitary organisations, and reported in May, making 40-plus recommendations, and now we have this action plan, Stephen. But we've been down this road, you know, many times before. I was reading through the whole period of negotiation in 2002 and 2003, which at that stage was talking about acts of completion, and made the point that paramilitary groups need to make it clear that they have made such an historic act of completion. And here we are, you know, 13 or 14 years after the first talk of acts of completion, with another strategy now, which is aimed at paramilitary disbandment.
New Secretary of State James Brokenshire says part of his key priorities are to tackle paramilitarism. I wonder what the level of active paramilitarism is in Northern Ireland, Brian.
Well, if you look at the assessment that was done just in October last year, Stephen, commissioned by the then Secretary of State, Teresa Villiers, it ran through all of these groups, UVF, UDA, IRA, and others, making the point that they were still there and involved in various activities.
Still recruiting young people.
Well, there was a suggestion in that report that recruitment was still part of the scene, and I think that's one of the big issues at at this stage, Stephen, that we have. These organisations still out there in some shape and form, still very much a part of the present, identified as a factor still within their communities. And it's okay to put a strategy on paper. It's right to put a strategy on paper about how you achieve disbandment. But there's no magic wand, Stephen, and that needs to be made clear. You know, these organisations simply won't disappear. You mentioned, the £50 million in your introduction, £25 million from the government being matched over 5 years by the executive. We get an indication in this action plan that was published last night about some of the things that will be done. It makes clear that the shift from paramilitary activity, you know, shootings and bombings, to organized crime needs to be recognized. And we're told that the PSNI has submitted a funding proposal to create an additional dedicated investigative capacity to tackle criminality linked to paramilitary groups. Also, there was a recommendation that the government should resource the National Crime Agency and HMRC to appropriately prioritise intensive work to tackle all organised crime linked to paramilitary groups in Northern Ireland.
Okay.
Sorry, Stephen. Yeah.
We've got to leave it there, I'm afraid, Brian, but thank you very much indeed, sir. Thank you for that. That's the security journalist, Brian Rowan.